Steve McNally to move Amendment E.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before I start, I'd like to thank the members of the public who came tonight to give us a deputation, the parents and carers together for the support of the Community Games, the Southwark Disabled Association, the Pump House Trust, the Irish Pensioners Age Concern, and even Southwark Save Our Services and Southwark Trades Council. We would have liked to have heard from you.
Yes.
In proposing our budget amendment for the next 3 years, we seek, on this side of the chamber, to minimise the need for cuts, and we seek to offset the effect of the front loading. And our proposals tonight remove £25 million of the cuts over the next 3 years that the Labour Cabinet is proposing. And three main measures fund our proposals. Firstly, not implementing universal free school meals, and only we would only give it to those people who currently qualify. That saves £7.85 million over the next 3 years. Last year, we established a contingency fund of £4 million. At the time, the members opposite opposed that, and they proposed in their budget amendment not to put aside a contingency of £4 million. They're proposing this year, as well as the £4 million that was already put aside last year and which remains untouched, to put away £5.5 million in the coming year, £9 million in the year after, and £12.5 million the year after. That's a total of £30.5 million going into contingency while making savage cuts
Scrooge.
To frontline services.
That means Scrooge.
They also have failed to state correctly the values for the government's new homes bonus. Over the next 3 years, we'll be receiving £16 million of unconstrained funds, and they've just put £4.5 million into their budget. That's £11.5 million where they're misstating the amount that Southwark will be receiving. There are also some smaller measures we propose. The government's obviously severely cut the inspection burden on Southwark, and we also put in figures for increased council tax collection. 2 years ago, we made the decision to bring council tax collection in-house. That's now kicking in. We're not asking you to increase council tax collection in the current year, but we think that you should be increasing council tax collection by 1% the year after and 1% the year after that, and that's worth £800,000 per year. So in total, I'm also proposing to cut the number of cabinet posts to 8 to reflect the overall cuts in staffing in the borough. So in all, we've identified £35.7 million that can be used to both offset the cuts and to introduce new measures.
Hear, hear.
We're proposing to use £2.5 million of reserves. We're proposing to use it in the first year, and we're proposing to more than pay it back, almost by double, in years 2 and 3. And we're doing that because the first year new homes bonus, we're getting £2.7 million. The year after that, we're getting twice that, £5.4. So